The media industry is feeling the pinch from cord cutters. From APM in New York, I'm Molly Wood, in for David Brancaccio. We'll be watching the stock prices of cable TV companies today. Time Warner, Discovery, and even Disney saw prices tumble yesterday after a slew of worrisome earnings reports that had media stocks down anywhere from 7 to 12%. Marketplace's Nova Sappho joins me now. Nova, what is behind this?
Well, Wall Street is realizing that this cord-cutting thing might actually be real. We know that a lot of younger people especially are either getting rid of their cable TV plan or not subscribing in the first place. And this is impacting the bottom line at cable channels. It looks like some investors, at least, are nervous about the future prospects for media companies that have these big cable TV portfolios.
And we mentioned some of those companies already, but what others are being impacted?
Well, we've got 21st Century Fox, Viacom, Dish Network. The impact appears pretty broad. A lot of it is cable TV content makers and companies that operate multiple cable channels. They rely on ever-increasing fees to drive growth. And now there's this question mark. Can they keep charging more if the viewers aren't there? And if you look at Disney, they started things off Tuesday in their earnings call saying that ESPN is losing some subscribers. Now, we know that's the gold standard for cable TV. It's live sports. It charges lots of money. It's an expensive channel. So if it's losing eyeballs, who's safe?
In fact, who is safe? Has there been any good news?
Well, you know, not really. I wish I could say there was. Even Comcast was hit yesterday. Comcast did have relatively good news when it reported earnings 2 weeks ago. It said it's offsetting its TV subscription loss with its internet business. So no good news, really. There's just broad concern right now.
It's a business in transition. Thanks so much, Nova.
You're welcome.
As it happens, the TV industry is right in the middle of its annual meetup with the press out in Beverly Hills. The Television Critics Association press tour is where the industry shows off its fall shows. Given all the new streaming content, it's a lot bigger gathering than it used to be. Our Adrian Hill has been there for the last few days and joins us now. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, Molly.
So let's talk about TV trends. What's standing out to you about the new slate of shows that's headed our way?
Well, Molly, there's a whole lot of old is new. I hope you like the 80s and big hair and short shorts, because they are definitely headed our way this fall. There's an 80s comedy from Amazon called Red Oaks, an 80s serial killer drama from ABC called Wicked City, Narcos on Netflix, The Goldbergs are coming back, so 80s, 80s, 80s. There's also this sort of rebooting of shows or movies that we've seen before. So Coach is coming back. We're going to have television shows from movies we know, like Minority Report. And you've got The Muppets back on primetime for the first time in nearly two decades.
Yeah, I have some questions about that. What is the deal with the return of Kermit, and why does ABC think that this will work now?
Well, the conceit here is that Miss Piggy is making a late-night talk show, and this Muppet show is actually a behind-the-scenes look at the making of Miss Piggy's show. So they're poking a little fun at the mockumentary reality TV kind of genre. ABC also seems to be doing something else a little nostalgic here, and that's trying to create a show that a family can watch and enjoy together. Here's executive producer Bill Prady.
So you make a show that you enjoy. And a show for me is a show that I can sit and watch with my 8-year-old son. So that would be part of enjoying it. But you're not making a children's show. You're just making a show.
Just making a show. Well, that seems harder than it used to be. The television landscape seems much more competitive than it's been in the past. And how is that manifesting there?
It's no longer good enough to make an okay television show and put it in a good time slot. That's not how people watch TV anymore. And everyone is making television. Amazon has something like a show coming out once a month this fall. Executives at ABC talked a lot about creating distinctive shows. At Amazon, the buzzword was more like your favorite show. And they're spending a lot to do it. We got earnings reports from Disney this week, which owns ABC, and they highlighted the rising costs of making primetime television.
We'll be watching that trend. Marketplace's Adrian Hill, thank you.
Thanks.
And now let's do the numbers. Greek stocks are recovering today. The Athens exchange up over 3.5%. The rest of Europe generally down, though, on concerns about weakness in China and tomorrow's U.S. jobs data. The FT 100 in London down about 0.5%. The CAC 40 in Paris a little over 1/10. And Germany's DAX down 0.1%. Dow and S&P 500 futures essentially flat. NASDAQ up about 0.3%. Duke Energy is one of America's largest utility holding companies, and it's set to release earnings in just a few minutes. The company's growth has been limited because electricity usage is declining. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports that your energy efficiency doesn't always mean profit for utilities.
Big energy companies like Duke ask you to be smart about the way you use electricity. For example, using an energy-efficient light bulb.
Does that offset our load and reduce our power demand? Yes, it does.
Tom Williams is with Duke Energy.
But over time, we're able to recoup some of those costs.
For example, by selling surplus solar and wind energy to other utilities. But Duke still makes about 90% of its revenue from selling electricity directly to customers. Last year, its number of users increased by only 1%, and a lot of customers use less electricity as people continue to change their behavior.
They want clean energy. They want to be able to reduce their energy consumption, and utilities have a role to play in all that.
Dan Bacall is director of electric power at Ceres. He says energy companies are taking note.
This is where the industry is headed, and we're seeing a lot of investment into renewable energy because the costs of them continue to come down.
Duke has even taken it a step further than just wind and solar. It recently put together a proposal to buy swine waste to make biogas at a couple of its generation sites. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Before we go, relations between Russia and the United States are about as bad as they were during the Cold War, but we still need them to get us into space. NASA said today it has extended a $490 million contract with the Russian Space Agency to carry U.S. astronauts to the space station. That's because Congress hasn't sufficiently funded private space vessels from Boeing and SpaceX and is planning even more cuts. In New York, I'm Molly Wood with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.